This is the Uncensored Voice. No bullshit, just real shit.
Discussing things that will stir the pot. Only here on the Uncensored Voice.
With your host, Ricky Midnight.
Make sure money's not wasted like that $55 million.
Hi, this is Ricky Midnight with the Uncensored Voice, and I have my usual guest today as JC Hollis from the Hollis Report. Say hi, JC.
Hey, everyone. Hey, Ricky. How's it going today? Thanks for having me on the show again.
Well, thanks for showing up. Hey, I appreciate it. Well, today, guys, what we want to talk about is how bad America has gotten under the regime, the totalitarian regime of Joe Biden. And other things as well. But we're going to be taking phone calls. If anybody wants to call us, it's 210-233-9968. And, of course, you can go to the uncensoredvoice.chat, and you can send emails from there, or you can donate. Either one of them works. But, yeah, we're ready to take calls if you want to call us. JC, let me ask you a question.
Sure.
Why do you think that our gas prices are going sky high? Not just because he stopped the pipeline because he didn't want Trump to make the pipeline work. Why else do you think it would possibly be?
I think Biden shutting down pipelines is the primary reason why the gas prices are so high. When you choke one point, people are going to raise prices because it becomes more of a scarce commodity. There might be other reasons as well, but I'm not aware of them. But I think that's the primary reason. It's because he's shutting down pipelines in America. So he wants to spend more money on foreign oil or foreign gasoline coming in as imports. And I think this is also a factor that raises gas prices.
Well, you know, I was driving around this last week. I've been driving around. I've been thinking, you know, besides, you know how we speculate that he's a puppet, that he's being doped up and he's being told what to do. He's just like the figurehead, right? Like the Queen of England, just a figurehead. Well, besides that, I think what's happening here is he thinks that when he become president, when he became president, or other people who, you know, are pulling his strings, when he became president, he became dictator of the United States. The first dictator of the United States. And as dictator, when he says to do something, he expects it to get done. If it doesn't get done, then he's going to create mandates to make it get done. That's what I'm thinking. It's not so much that I don't want to create the pipeline because Trump wanted to create it. I don't want to be oil, fossil fuel, independent, and then actually start selling it off to other countries. I want you to do what I say, and I'm going to make you do it. It's like the COVID vaccine mandates, making you get fired because your employers are too scared not to fire you. Do you kind of see what I'm saying there? What do you think about that?
I think due to the Constitution and the current structure of government in the United States, it's not set up to where a dictator can get in and just start putting people in camps and like FEMA camps or anything. But I think Biden conceptually took a side door or back door and is exhibiting some of the traits and attributes of a dictator, like mm-hmm. the mandates that takes away freedoms. Mm-hmm. That's probably the biggest example. Plus, I mean, the unintelligent actions in the way Biden speaks, it's having an adverse effect on American society as a whole. It is degrading our quality of life and quantity of possessions, financially, economically. We have inflation, we have high gas prices, and it's almost like he's creating choke points around America to like bring us down. Like it was not an accident. It was all intentional by design. And I think a lot of Americans are fed up with it.
Well, there's no question it's by design. I mean, you can't do this, you know, by accident, like you said, and, you know, I've read all over the place. You can't do this by accident. There's no question he's doing it by design. But I'm thinking he gives his orders, and when his minions, you know, the American people, don't follow his orders, he punishes you by hurting your employers or scaring your employers into firing you when you don't comply with Biden's wishes. Kind of like a dictator. We keep going back to this. What Hitler did was Hitler created fear. Then he created a way to get over that fear by, you know, getting rid of the Jews. The Jews, be fearful of the Jews. Let's stop the fear. Let's get rid of the Jews. Let's put them in camps. Let's destroy the Jews. Then now I have full control over you and your people. That it's got to start somewhere, right? And I think that's kind of what Biden's doing. He's at that point where he's creating fear, and now he's starting to punish people for the fear, which is the lady I interviewed, the nurse that I interviewed who lost her job. I think I'm going to be interviewing one tomorrow, another person who lost their job because of COVID mandates. So I think that he is doing this. I think that he's creating fear and then creating a way to solve that. You want to solve it? Do what I say. Take the shot. Give it to your children. I think that's kind of what he's doing here, you know?
Yeah, it is. And it's Biden, but it's also the mainstream media who are siding with Biden.
Oh, yeah.
And they don't really have a good reason to support Biden, because he's like a complete disaster. His whole administration, everything he's been doing is a disaster. They have no reasonable, logical, good reason to support him other than he's on the side of the Democrats, and that's it.
Yeah.
So they're both working together in cahoots. They're creating a mass, almost like a mass paranoia of fear of this COVID all across America through news and radio, internet, social media, when in reality, facts and figures show it's got a 99.97% survival rate. It's bad if you get it, but it's not that dangerous to the average person. It's only really dangerous if you're really young or really old. You know, healthy adults have nothing to worry about. And not only that, they want vaccine sales. It's a business model. They're creating fear to drive sales to their vaccines.
Oh, yeah.
And so they are suppressing the information of hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin, which have both probably in case studies, but in practical experience, people experience these different drugs, alternative drugs, working for them to cure them of COVID-19. And the mainstream medical establishment, the mainstream media, Joe Biden, they're suppressing that information because they want to sell vaccines.
Of course, because, I mean, besides the fact that Biden might be getting some money from Pfizer, Johnson & Johnson, all these other companies, I don't know about that. I haven't read anything about that. It might be true. But I think the biggest thing is, and all the other horrible things that he's doing, but I think the biggest thing is he's trying to punish us for not obeying him. And a lot of people are losing, good people are losing their jobs because they don't obey him. And we see it all the time. Even the people who are obeying him, like, I hate to say it, but I have family members who are taking the shot. They're obeying him. They still got to pay the same price of gas that I got to pay, and I didn't obey him. They still got to pay $10 for a pound of beef, like I have to pay, and I didn't obey him, but they did. So he's punishing everybody because we're not obeying him, and it really ticks me off. But the liberal establishment says it's okay. They even know what he's doing. They know what he's doing. But they're still okay with it. I just can't understand how they could be okay with what he's doing to this country. Just turn a blind eye, turn the other cheek. I'm just going to ignore the fact that Biden's screwing over everybody in the country.
I think there is a collective psychological phenomenon where people are under some form of mind control based on fear. They're so afraid that they're willing to take the solution presented, even though it's not in their best interest.
Mm-hmm.
I think the vaccine mandates should have been shut down 6 months ago. As soon as the CDC found out that their vaccines that they're pushing are injuring people and killing people, numbering in the thousands in America and in the thousands all around the world, it should have been shut down a long time ago. And they don't really work that well to prevent the spreading or preventing the host body person from getting infected. It doesn't work that well.
I don't think it works at all.
There's a lot of twisted logic in twisted reasoning that they're using to push all this. It doesn't make sense. It's not based on facts and figures. It's all based on emotion and agenda and narrative. And it, along with the medical experiment of the vaccines themselves, it says they're literally experimental. That is the experiment, releasing it to the public. There's your first red flag, warning sign. I think it's also an experiment. Perhaps the government is seeing how many of our freedoms it can take away with the
bingo, ding, 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 ding. Yep. How many they can take away and will allow them to take. Yeah. How many freedom? Wasn't it you the other day who was saying that as time goes on, each generation, they actually lose their freedoms because of laziness? For example, you have the generation who was old enough to go to Vietnam between, I say, 20 and what, 35, right? They were that generation who went to Vietnam back in the mid-60s to the mid-70s, right? They fought for what they wanted, right? They fought for freedom. They fought for each other. They fought for their country, and some of them were drafted. But that's people who fought for their freedoms. Then they had kids, and their kids are like, whatever. Doesn't matter. It our freedoms are always going to be there. They became the lazy generation. Then the next generation saw how bad things were going to get. I wasn't one of the lazy people, but I was that generation after Vietnam, right? Okay. But then you have the next generation says, no, look, we see what's happening. We're going to fight for our freedoms. And then the next generation becomes lazy again. And then the next generation, no, we're going to fight. Was that you saying something like that the other day?
Me and Adrian were talking about it when we visited you in person.
That's what it was. Yeah, okay.
It's good times.
That's it.
Wait, weak men create strong times. Strong times create weak men. Weak men create bad times. Bad times create strong men. So it's like a cycle. And I think there are historical examples of different countries and nations who go through this process. But it's just basically factors of economy, technological superiority, having a mind effect on people, either creating them to be strong or weak, and they in turn create the conditions around them based on their inward.
Yeah.
So that's basically it.
Well, hey, okay, I want to talk about something else. Change of subject a little bit, right? Okay, you can still call us. If you want to call us, it's 210-233-9968. We'll talk about anything you want to talk about. Lines are open right now. Okay, so I want to talk about this. Okay. I was thinking the other day, I was driving to work and I'm thinking, why did we ever stop doing this? And I'm talking about the space program, right? Why did we ever stop doing that, right? I know I'm completely going into something else here, but there's a lot of reasons why we don't have the money to do it. And that's a big argument. We don't have the money to do it. Okay. We don't have the money to do it because Pfizer is not out of the goodness of their own heart giving away the vaccine. Johnson & Johnson is not out of the goodness of their heart giving away the vaccine. The government is taking our tax dollars, yours and mine, and everyone's listening to us, and giving it to Pfizer and giving it to Johnson & Johnson, buying these vaccines from them out of our money. So with that money going to this useless vaccine, why don't we put it in the space program? With that $450,000 Biden wants to give these illegals for coming over to my country and your country where you and I pay tax, why does he want to give our tax dollars in addition to this to those people? I'm paying on my house and I'm struggling to pay on it and I'm struggling to pay my bills and I'm struggling to put food on the table and I'm working my rear end off and I'm paying taxes. But if he gives $450,000 away to each illegal family, they're not going to be struggling to buy a house. They will have already paid for it. Completely, 100% paid off. Unless they buy, you know, a million-dollar mansion. They buy a house like mine, they can pay it off completely. They can buy cars, two cars, for the mom and dad and pay them off completely. Out of your tax dollars and my tax dollars. Instead of giving the tax dollars to them, why don't we put it in a space program so we could get to that point where we could be more like Star Trek. I know it sounds kind of funny, but where we could actually have space vehicles, where the common man, not your generation or my generation, but the common man could go into space and see space, you know, go to another planet, go to another star system, right now it's always impossible. We can't go to Star Stuff. But maybe if the last 20 years before Obama and before Clinton, if we hadn't stopped the damn space program, maybe we would be further along towards that, you know, warp speed now, right? So does that even have a click does that even sound feasible?
Space program is just one option. I think there's multiple options to choose from.
Feed the homeless.
Feed the homeless or build hospitals, amp up public education systems with good criteria, good substance and content.
Teach the kids how to make change. I went to the bank today, and you know, I asked for $2 bills. I said, do you have any $2 bills? She goes, no, we don't have any. I said, okay. So do you have any Susan B. Anthony's? Oh, this is a teller. Are those the gold dollar pieces? Those gold $1 pieces? Said, no, they're not. This is a teller. The teller should know more about the money they have on hand than I should, right? Teach these kids that. Raise the level. Raise the bar. Instead of lowering the bar, raise the bar. I mean, people should be more intelligent now than you and I were then when we graduated high school. It should be going up. Every year, the bar should be going up. Push, 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 right? Push, push, push. Yeah, it should be going up.
I think part of the Democrats' agenda is also dumbing down society.
Dumbing down society.
I think the pharmaceutical industry is part of that, and so is fast food. Anything to make our minds less sharp, less active, where we don't think critically. That's what they want. They don't want us to think critically, because if we're more intelligent than them, we'll vote them out of office. They want us dumb enough to comply with their orders.
That's a good theory. That is definitely a good theory, and that sounds pretty darn good to me. You're right, because they want sheeple. Yeah.
They're proving it with their actions. Like, they're saying, like, minorities, like African-Americans, they don't have to score high enough on a test to pass
it. I saw that.
Like, yeah, different things like that. And I'm not talking bad about any race. I'm just saying these kind of things of dumbing down society and changing cultural dynamics to fit the preference of a minority above others. I mean, these kind of things are shifting and changing right now. And I think there's numerous examples found online about how they're trying to dumb down society and make us stupid. I mean, there's fluoride in the drinking water.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, come on. Hitler used fluoride in the concentration camps.
Did he? I didn't know that.
It kept the prisoners docile is what it did.
Wow. I didn't know that. Wow. That's pretty good. I did not know that.
It's fluoride's been in the drinking water.
Oh, I know fluoride's in our water. Yeah.
But I guess what they do is in the city water systems, they just input it, I guess, like a powder or a liquid, but they put fluoride in the water, mix it in there. And then it gets distributed to homes and faucets.
No, I know they put fluoride, but I didn't know that Hitler used fluoride. I did not know that. But there's so many things they can do with that money. Now, me, I say, okay, first you should probably feed all the people who need food. Feed all the homeless, right? Some people are homeless because they like that lifestyle. It's just the way it is. They like that lifestyle. But then there's some people who are homeless who obviously don't want to be homeless. I would say build homes for everybody with that $450,000 per family. You can build 10 homes with that, right? 10 HUD homes or 5 homes with that.
You could probably have more units of mass production if you had a machine that 3D prints homes for cheaper.
Well, that would be a massive machine, you know. But yeah, I mean, if you're going to give $450,000 away, up to what is it? I forget what it was, $3.1 billion or some crap like that. How about feed the homeless? That'd be one. That's number one on the list. House the homeless, number two on the list. And then I could go on and on and on about what you should do, right? Open up the damn pipelines, you know, pay those workers out of that money you're going to give all these illegals. Pay the workers to go out there and do it so it doesn't come out of, you know, a different fund. Funnel that money into there. There's so many things you can do with it. One of them is reopen the space program and let's get our butts, you know, going. I mean, we from 1969 till now, we haven't made very many leaps in the space program. I mean, it's almost nothing, right? So let's go.
You gave me an idea. Thanks for that, Ricky. And you know what? You gave me an idea.
Okay.
So here's my idea. So if I were president, I'd say close the borders, beef up armed forces around the borders, prevent them from coming in because some of them could be terrorists trying to get in. And open up as many pipelines, drill for oil in Texas, Alaska, everywhere we can in the United States so we're not dependent on foreign oil or foreign gasoline. Find creative ways to bolster the economy, commerce, trade, supply and demand as much as possible because we want a good, strong, robust, flowing economy. And mind you, this is like completely opposite of everything Biden's doing.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
You know what I mean?
Well, see, these are here's my one of the things that one of my theories, and it's probably correct. Biden and his people who are pulling Biden strings, they want to do everything opposite that Trump did. Doesn't matter if Trump was doing a bad thing, they want to do the opposite. Or if he was doing a good thing, they want to do the opposite. So they don't want to do what Trump was doing. Trump opened up the pipelines. We were becoming fossil fuel dependent upon our own resources. We were becoming independent from OPEC and everyone else. But he isn't okay with that. We were actually going to start selling it. We were getting so much of it because of it's our own oil. We were actually going to start selling it, right? But you know, that's not what he wanted. He wanted to do the opposite of what Trump did, and he started to shut it down. Isn't there another one he's trying to shut down? Which is, it's bad now. Look at
recent news or reports indicate there is actually another pipeline that Biden is thinking or is trying to shut down. Yeah. So, yeah. But also, you gave me another idea. So, basically, you know what they're doing the opposite of Trump? You know what the Democrats are doing with that? Here's what it means. It means they hate Trump so much that they're willing to act to destroy America to prove how much they hate Trump.
Yeah, and then blame it on Trump.
And then blame it on him.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, they're going to screw up America and blame it on Trump. So, I mean, yeah, I have these ideas all the time, right? I'm like, geez, you know, I think he's doing it because of that. I think he's doing it because of that. And I think it's a little of everything. I think it's a little of everything that he's doing all of these things against America. People are pulling his strings. You know how, do you know, I don't know, but do you know if it's a fact that he shart his pants when he was at the Vatican? I know I've been reading about it. I don't know if it's true.
I think that's like really hilarious, but that's what people were saying on social media because they say he went in with one suit and later on they took a picture and he had a different suit.
Yeah. I read something like that. I haven't seen the pictures. I read something like that. So I think he did. So if he sharted his pants, and if there's anybody out there who doesn't know what I mean by when I say sharted, he thought he farted, but he didn't. He shit. Okay, that's sharting your pants. So if he sharted his pants, right, I think he sharted his pants for one of two reasons. One, he's becoming very incontinent. He's losing his faculties. He's losing his ability to control his body. Or two, they're doping him up so much, which is more than likely what it is. They're doping him up so much so they could have him do what they tell him to do that he can't control his own bowels. I think that's what it is.
Did you see the video clip of Joe Biden? Excuse me. Do you see the video clip of? Did you see the video clip of Joe Biden when he was walking toward the plane and he goes? He says, "I wiped my butt."
I heard something like that, but I didn't see the. Oh no! I take it back. I did see that. Yeah, I did see that.
he said some of the strangest and funniest things.
So I don't know. I don't know if I'm thinking that he's so doped up. Maybe he's doped up because, you know, they want to control him, or maybe he's doped up, and this is probably what it is. He's doped up because he is so out of it. They're trying to keep him awake. He fell asleep at the summit, right? They're trying to keep him awake, and they're trying to keep him alert with, I don't know, whatever it is that would give a child who who needs to, you know, focus, right? But they're giving him something like that, and I mean, obviously it didn't work because he fell asleep at the summit, which I think was a bunch of crap. Anyway, you know, the global warming. Ooh. So you know what I'm talking about? He fell asleep, right?
Yeah. And you know what? That's another big problem. They're so focused on pushing their agenda to solve global warming, solve the climate crisis. I don't think that's nowhere near the climate crisis, if there even is one.
I don't think there is one.
It is not even near as important as the border crisis, the economy inflation crisis.
I think the border crisis is the root of it all. I think it's the root of it all. Because had those people not come over the border, because Biden said he could, had those people not come over the border, Del Rio wouldn't be in the situation they're in, right? We wouldn't have had to send a whole bunch of people over there, police departments all around the southern part of the United States, Florida, all the way across, wouldn't have sent people over there, right? So we wouldn't be paying all this overtime, and we wouldn't be short on officers to begin with if BLM hadn't been doing what they were doing, right? So we wouldn't have the problem if all these illegals weren't coming over. And then we're having that additional problem where he wants to give them $450,000 for, you know, all the illegals. You know what? I don't think I've earned $450,000 in my entire life. And he's going to give it to these people who've done nothing to earn it, not paid one tax in their life to America.
Yeah, it is absolutely ridiculous, outrageous. He should have been impeached a long time ago. And he should probably be impeached right now before he does any further damage.
Well, the only downside, and I agree, he should be impeached. And the only downside is then Kamala would take over. But she needs to go, too. Kamala needs to go. Biden needs to go. Maxine needs to go. AOC, all these freaking people with these mindset of let's screw over America, they need to go. They need to be out of there. You need to be in public office if you're for America. If you're not for America, you know, which would be Obama, if you're not for America 100%, you don't need to be in office. Any office, from the mayor of a little city all the way up to president, you should not be in office if you're not for America, period.
Yeah, and I think 30 years ago, like some patriotic president or whenever, some patriotic president should have put settings, filters, configurations, systems, they should have set it up legally in place where people got to meet a certain criteria. It's like, okay, you agree to be patriotic, constitutional, according to the Constitution, and you agree to uphold that. The moment you start slipping and making laws that disagree with the Constitution, you're out immediately.
That's the way it should be. You're out immediately.
Three strikes. You got three strikes.
Well, it depends on how severe the strikes are, you know?
Yeah.
But yeah.
But I'm just saying they should have had a system like that set up a long time ago.
Yeah.
Because now all this multi-trillion dollar spending from the Democrats, it's going to come back and be a problem for our children and grandchildren. They're going to have to be paying taxes on that to foot that bill.
Mm-hmm.
Well, so if we had all these like good systems set up, political systems, legal systems set up to prevent traitors from being in office, prevent communists, commies, socialists, Marxists, prevent these people from getting in office so they don't screw over America, we'd be in a much better position right now. I mean, unfortunately, there's just a lot of people who got a devious agenda. They're making it appear like something it's not, but at the root of it all, they have just evil, divisive agenda to change and transform America into commie land. It's what they're doing. So I think we're doing a good job with spreading awareness of it, and hopefully it will change people's minds and therefore their voting habits. But I think a good amount of people are waking up and they're starting to vote Republican now.
Well, that brings me to my point here. What you and I are doing, we're doing, and we're not charging the American people. We're trying to get the word out. It costs a lot of money and time. You're taking a lot of time out of your day, taking time out of my day, for us to make these videos telling people about what is happening out there. It's kind of like that. Remember that movie, Radio Free America? They were in the boat out in the ocean in international waters. Remember that? I don't remember that movie. I think it was an early 90s movie. But that's what we're trying to do here. We're trying to get people to open their eyes. And there are some people who hear us, but they don't really listen. You know, they're hearing what our voices are saying, but they just don't comprehend that oh my God, a president would really screw over our country like that? How could that be? No, you're wrong. Ricky Midnight, you're a liar. J.C. Hollis, you're a liar. No, that's not. No, listen to what's happening. Look at what is happening. People aren't talking about how Biden is a horrible person. People are talking about how Biden's doing horrible things to America. You can talk about Trump being a horrible person. Trump is probably a jerk. He's probably an asshole. But Trump was doing right by America. Trump is a patriot. Trump was trying to do right by America. He got us in energy independent. He was actually he got us to a point where we were actually about to start selling it to other countries. But Biden screwed that up. You were paying $1.50 a gallon, $1.40 a gallon, whatever it was. Now we're paying almost $3 a gallon. And that's what that main pipeline, one of the main pipelines shut down. He's trying to shut down another one. What is it going to go up to, $5 a gallon? I can't afford that gas, $5 a gallon.
All within 10 months, right? The gas prices shot up to that.
Wow. Yeah, that's it. Since the idiot's been in office. Yep. This is still going to be out there. It's not going to be live anymore. So if you want to call and leave us a message, you can call and leave us a message. And JC and I will respond to it whenever I hear that message. So this is Ricky Midnight from The Uncensored Voice. We have JC Hollis from the JC Hollis Report. And proudly unpoisoned. And you're proudly unpoisoned too, aren't you?
Yep.
So, okay, guys, we'll see you guys next time. And thanks for listening to listen to our rant.
Thanks for listening to The Uncensored Voice.
Make sure to like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. And remember, on The Uncensored Voice, we tell it like it is.
So be safe, my friends, and may God bless America.